Later this week, the Boise State football team will play its annual spring game. The Broncos have spent the past several weeks practicing in preparation for the season that will kick off in September. The Boise State team is 3 months removed from its third win in the Fiesta Bowl. Immediately after the game, standing on the crowded field in Arizona, University President Bob Custra told a KTVB reporter the victory was sure to affect enrollment.
Applications spiked by 40% after those last Fiesta Bowls. Guess where they're going this time?
That comment caught our attention. Oftentimes, collegiate sports are criticized as being too much like pro sports and detracting from universities' core academic missions. To talk about how high-profile sports affect schools, we're joined by reporter and admitted sports non-fan Adam Cotterell. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
You've spent parts of the last few months looking at this subject. What have you found?
A lot. Let's start with applications. In 2007, just after Boise State surprised the sports world by beating Oklahoma in that Fiesta Bowl, after all the hoopla and attention that came with that win, Boise State saw a slight increase in applications. Then, the year after that second Fiesta Bowl win in 2010, the university did see that 40% jump in new freshman applications the president mentioned. Those wins didn't necessarily cause those increases, but there's a lot of good scientific research that would suggest those wins on a national stage did boost interest in Boise State.
Got it. So correlation does not exactly equal causation here, but are big application spikes unusual after major athletic wins?
No, they've been documented over and over at schools across the country. A big season for a football team, and to a slightly lesser extent, a basketball team, brings in more applications the next year. It's sometimes called the Flutie effect because it was first studied after a player by that name did something that got national attention, and his school saw a big spike in applications.
Adam, this is all very interesting, but does it matter if a college suddenly gets more applications? I mean, schools aren't just automatically going to grow by that number of students than the next year.
That's precisely why it matters. Having way more applications than it needs can be good for a school academically, according to Craig Depkin. He's an economist at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Depkin studies college sports.
Because I have a limited number of slots for my freshman class, now I have that many more applications, and so I can draw the cutoff line for, say, the SAT score to be slightly higher than it was in previous years.
So, Adam, assuming what Depkin says there is true, then the academic profile of Boise State freshmen should look different now, or at least ever since the football program's rise to national prominence. Is that actually the case?
Yes. Average ATC scores and high school GPAs for new freshmen have been inching up. SAT scores have increased. A higher percentage are near the top of their high school classes. But the numbers are gradual, so I'd be cautious about trying to correlate them with just football success.
But I guess the bottom line then is that a good football team can mean better students campus-wide?
Better students coming into the school, Depkin says.
I can talk about how the incoming freshman class has a higher SAT score. At the same time, in many places, it's been documented that a successful football program tends to correlate with lower GPAs, that is, lower performance in the classroom, especially amongst male students, but primarily just during the fall semester.
Ah, okay, so that football program that may have attracted a young man to a school then is also a distraction once he's actually at the school.
Exactly. But it's worth mentioning here that other studies on this topic say good football teams increase retention and graduation rates at their schools. Another sports economist explains it this way.
It could be that a number of students don't do as well as they could, but enough of the students want to stay around every fall, so the ones that are on the margin do just well enough to stay.
That's Sean Mulholland from Stonehill College in Massachusetts. He's done research on how football success affects a college's academic reputation.
And football can help with that?
Mulholland says yes. He studied U.S. News and World Report's annual college rankings. He says the year after a big football season, schools' overall rankings tend to go up a little bit, but the peer assessment scores go up a lot. The peer assessment scores make up a quarter of the overall ranking. They're done by people at other universities.
How does Boise State fare here?
It wasn't included in his original research because U.S. News classifies it as a regional school, not a national one. But Mulholland ran the numbers for us and says there is a correlation there.
In the 2007 edition, they actually went from being higher than 64th to being ranked 48th the year after the overtime win in the Fiesta Bowl versus Oklahoma.
That's a big jump in overall ranking. Boise State also saw a modest increase in peer assessment score that year.
Adam, before we let you go this morning, we've had a lot of conversations in our newsroom before in which you have gone on record as saying that you do not follow sports, you don't watch sports at all. But this topic seemed to pique your interest a little bit. How come?
You've heard me rant against college sports. But I was really intrigued to learn that there are some compelling practical benefits for universities that have football teams, at least for universities that have really good teams.
Very good. Adam Cotterell, reporter and resident sports curmudgeon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.